Okay, Vance, come here. Okay, let's go.
It's just past 5 o'clock in the evening, and I've left work a little bit earlier than I would. Wait, Vance. Good boy. Good boy for waiting, Vance. Car coming out of a sort of underground garage thing here. Forward, Vance. Left work a bit earlier than I would ordinarily intend to when I'm working in London. Fine, left, Vance. Because I need to go home and do... That sounds like a bus there. I don't think we're going to make that, are we? Find the way, Vance. Find the bus. Find right. Quickly. Quickly.
Nope. Okay.
Find right, Vance.
Bother. Oh, well. That's life.
I've got an interview tomorrow for a job. Another job within the organisation. I need to do a bit of preparation for it. So I thought I'd head home now so I'm not totally dead by the time that I get back otherwise. Oh, spot of luck, another bus. Sorry. Hop on, Vance. Come here, Vance. Good boy. Sit, please. And the main thing that I wanted to comment on, really, heading out at this time, was it's already dark.
Oh,
it's so depressing. Leaving work at 5 o'clock, and it's already dark outside. I've always really hated this time of year, when, at least before I had Vance, my mobility would have been dropping off quite considerably at this time. Would have been moving to using the long cane properly all the time, and really not really going anywhere other than work to the bus stop, bus to the station to the supermarket home. Obviously with Vance now, I can do a heck of a lot more, but I still really, really hate this time of year with the amount of light ebbing away. And I suppose I still have that bit of me inside which, whilst it's not so important now because of having Vance, I do still think, if I'm going out, can I get back before it gets dark? Is there any point in me going out now? And it also feels quite autumnal at the same time. I mean, so it should do. We're about to enter into November. But it seems that coincidental with that change in the clocks that move back to GMT, the proper chill of autumn has come in. A sort of all-enveloping coldness rather than just a sort of light breeze coldness, a coldness which you know is going to be there and it's going to get worse and worse before it gets any better now. So there we go, that's my happy thought for the day. The bonus with getting on a bus that came 2 minutes after the other one is that this one's empty. A bit like my one this morning. So nice not to be rammed in. And we'll just keep fingers crossed that the trains are running a little bit better this evening than they were this morning, when Southwest trains seemed to be running a half service. And I found out later on that it was due to overrunning engineering work on the Richmond line. And actually up until 9 o'clock there hadn't been any trains at all. So I was lucky to get anything really.
Lambeth Palace.
It was still a bit frustrating, particularly the lack of information. Anyway, I ought to check my train. This is what I discovered at the mountain. Well, the good news is that my train is running, and it's going from platform 19 in about 15 minutes' time. The bad news is the bus almost crashed or hit another vehicle or something. Lots of beeping, lots of swerving, lots of shouting.
St. Thomas's Hospital.
We're all still alive. Don't know exactly what happened there. Just a shame I wasn't still booing at the time. It's always a way, isn't it? You stop the recording and the most dramatic things happen. I'm presuming that what happened was that the bus driver pulled out from the bus stop as somebody was overtaking him, because the beeping seemed to come from about sort of halfway down the bus on the outside edge. But I don't know for sure. It's 14 minutes past now, 40 minutes past 5, and I've got 6 minutes to catch my train, which should be doable, fingers crossed. We won't get a seat, but, well, I won't get a seat anyway, fans get to sit down, but at least we can make the train if the bus hurries up and stops somewhere. Looks like we're going. Okay, find the door, Vance.
I've got a lorry there.
Oh, right, thank you. Find the way, Vance. Good lad. Ow. Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you. Hit my head on the thing. Find the way, Vance. How utterly stupid for the parking here. Sorry, the bus double parked next to a lorry and I hit my head on its wing mirror, I think. Don't like to hang around on those things. Find the way, Vance. Find left, come on. Think I'm alright, it's just a bump. It was only plastic, but it's always a bit of a shock. Just hit me above my left eye. Right, come on then, Vance, let's go. Good boy. Ooh, fairly busy this evening. Good boy, go on then. Find the way, big dog. Good boy, find the way. You're at 19, Vance. Where's 19? Good boy, you find the way. That's very good, Vance. Very good. Contrary to popular belief, he doesn't read the number. No, not today, Vance. Not today. He's now trying to take me on the tube, which I don't want to do. Find the way, Vance. I have just tried to reinforce the word 19 with the... Find left, Vance, come on. He's now showing that he really can't do it. I tried to reinforce the word 19 with him getting to this point and plenty of praise. You're going to find 19. Good boy, well done. Clever boy, well done. Okay, forward then. Good boy, Vance. This is 19. Good boy. Good. Okay, come on then. Find right then. Find right. Come on. Wake up, Vance. Right. My guess is it took me about 2 minutes to do that walk across the concourse. So I've got all the time in the world to get up to my usual carriage. Well, all the time in the world equals about 3 minutes. Plenty. I think it's going to be busy. Come on, Houndy. Here you go. Kind of generator noise coming from somewhere. Good boy, on you go, nearly there. Alright, you're gonna find the door for me, Vance. Hop on. Turn around. Stand there. Sit. Good boy.
London Underground District Line services and London Overground North London Railway. Please find the gap as you leave the train and make sure you take your belongings with you. Please take extra care on the platforms as they may be slippery. Thank you.
Steady, Vance. Wait, wait. Okay, go. Wow, busy. Come on, Vance. Come on, Vance. Well, I was lucky there. I got given a seat. That was nice. On you go, Vance. Find the way. Come on. Forward.
The next stop is a quick trip to the supermarket to go and get some better bread, as I went so late yesterday that what I picked up was rubbish. Find the way, Vance, and some butter, and then we go home and sleep and then do stuff. It's basically the plan of action. Right, here we go. The barrier. Find the gate, Vance. Ooh, they've got the heater on. That's nice. They've got a lovely... I don't know if it's gas or electric heater, but really, really, really warm overhead heater by the gates. Find the way, Vance. Come on, big dog. Find the way. Cue to get out. Find the way, Vance. Sorry.
Sorry, sir.
Sorry.
Careful,
sorry.
Peg.
Sorry, he's an impatient dog. Find left, Vance. Find the way, Vance. Come on. Where do you go, Vance?
I know. He was
impatient dog or impatient owner, I'm not sure which. Find the way, Vance. Come on, let's go. Right, here we are. And it's raining. Lovely. Find the way, Vance. Come on, Houndy. Good boy. Where do you go? On you go. Come on, find the way then, Vance. Good boy, that's better. We are now walking at proper pace. Not today, Vance, we're going straight on. Good boy, well done. Go on then, on you go. Not today, Vance, not today. Good boy. Well done, straight on. It's cold, it's wet, it's busy, it's dark. Apart from that, all's wonderful. Where's the curb, Houndy? Ford? Yeah, all right then. Don't know what's happening there. Find the way, Vance, come on. Vance, get on, please. Vance, get on! Thank you. I don't know, you seem to be sniffing something or looking at a corner. Anyway, he definitely wasn't stopping for anything he should have been stopping for. Seems to be very distracted today. Find the way, Vance. Good boy. Well done. This is better, Vance. Really good boy. Amazing. Don't know where this rain came from. It wasn't raining when I left work. Find the way, big doggy. Find the way, Vance. Come on. Good boy. We need to take a left here. Vance, forward, Vance, go on then. Find right then, Vance. Good lad. Come on then. Come on, Vance, please. Good boy. Good lad. Straight on. Bit trippy. Steady. Vance, steady now. Find the way. Find the way. Good boy, well done. Well then, let's find left, Vance. Good boy, that's it. We're going the back way. Find the way then, find the steps. Ah, that's better. No, no, Vance. Go on, we'll find the steps. Go on. I think he possibly wants the loot, actually, but there's nowhere around here to take him. Okay, good boy. Oh, nice and warm in here. Right. Let's try not to do any impulse buying. Come on, Vance. Where am I? What aisle am I in? Right, anyway, let's stop this thing.